We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
Well, you win some and you lose some. Unless you're on the mound, we lose them all.
It's time for the second game of our radio doubleheader.
I want to put this lightly, but I mean, we're getting killed out there, and I think it's pretty much all your fault.
This is the Hot Corner.
You do see the trend out here, right? Every time you're on the hill, we get murdered.
The inside story on baseball and more.
Dude, if I end up back in rehab this season, it's all your fault.
A deep dive on baseball and the hottest topics in sports.
Look at it this way. You're not the worst little league pitcher on the planet. You just better hope that the kid that is doesn't quit. I take it back. You're the worst.
Now here are your hosts for the Hot Corner, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch.
Martinez to Lanzare Welgus.
Coach, I speak English.
Dude, you're lucky your mom's hot.
On 1080 The Fan.
All my life I want money and power, respect my mind.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that, the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com or the Odyssey app. Speaking of podcasts, you can get the Beers on Us podcast. That will drop tomorrow at 4 p.m. as it always does on Thursdays. We're talking a little bit. We might have a cool show for you tomorrow. We should be at Pelican for episode 2 of our 3 with Pelican shortly.
Yep.
And some big news on the 3rd year anniversary is coming down the pipeline as well. So make sure you download the Beers on Us podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, including 1080thefan.com and the Odyssey app. Mike, I wanted to ask you this because I think, you know, and I think we should get this out of the way now, just so the both of us know where each other stands and our wonderful 5 people that listen to this show.
Hey, I think it's like up to 7 now.
Are we at 7?
I think so.
That's great. 7's a great number.
What's up to all you 7 guys out there?
I think this is a topic we're going to be talking about for the rest of the season. I was hoping last week, I was like, oh, we'll talk about this once and get rid of it. But I think this is going to be something that sticks with us for a while. So I want to get into the, aspect of cheating, as stupid as that sounds. I want to get into this idea because you and I have very different opinions on where foreign substance for pitchers ranks in this sport that we love that continues to beat us down, yet continues to have controversy, or as the Brits say, controversy. I don't know if that's how they actually say it, but that's what I say.
Okay.
Controversy. Controversy. I can't say it.
Just stop.
You can't say something you don't know if it's dead or not. Okay.
Yes. No. They say controversy. I can't do it. Because I want to say controversy, mm-hmm. But they say controversy. I'm an idiot. I'm done.
Stop.
You're just
for the love of God.
For the love of God, stop. So I want to ask you, Michael, when it comes to, so baseball has been marred in controversy for 100 years.
Thank you for saying it correctly. Yes.
For 100 years since it was basically born. And I strongly feel that baseball is the one sport, because it's so mental, it breeds cheating. Or not cheating, but fudging the lines. defense.
Sure.
And here we are in another situation, a la steroids, speed, mound level, blah, 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 blah. Where does this rank for you in terms of cheating? Is this a big deal to you? Is this a medium deal to you? Is this a lower deal to you? If I had to ask you, where does this rank next to steroids? Where does this go for you?
I think it's a big deal, and I think it's bigger than steroids, in my opinion. Which I think when you hear it said like that, it's like, well, that seems like a really stupid take. But no, Fernando Rodney is not pitching.
It was a hot take.
And it's just my voice. This is my opinion on the two.
Yeah.
Steroids makes you faster twitch, better hand-eye coordination, but it's still on you to hit the ball, correct? It's still your skill level of bat on ball that matters.
A lot of studies have said steroids do not increase hand-eye coordination.
Okay, but it makes you stronger, makes you faster, you know.
I'm supporting you on
I said it made it better hand-eye coordination. It doesn't. So you still have to do the most difficult thing in all of sports, which is hit a baseball.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
So is it bad? Of course it's bad. I don't like that anyone used steroids.
Mm-hmm.
I've softened on steroids over the years because it was part of the game for so long, and some of the game's greats use steroids and are being blackballed out of the Hall of Fame because of it.
Sure.
And I've softened over that. I used to be very against it. Now I'm just kind of like, just let them in and just say they did steroids. But that's what steroids did. You still had to be a good player. There are outliers to that, like Brady Anderson hitting 51 home runs. Brady Anderson was not a good player. And he hit 51 because he was on steroids. So
one would argue he was a great player because he was on steroids.
Obviously, there were benefits to it.
I love that I'm bringing Brady Anderson back into the baseball talk.
Well, I said Brady.
That's Anderson. A me thing. No. I mentioned him earlier and last week. I'm the Brady Anderson guy. Sorry, I digress. Continue.
On the flip side, what I think the sticky stuff thing does is it makes bad pitchers okay. Okay pitchers, good. Good pitchers, great. And great pitchers, elite. That's what I think it makes.
But couldn't I argue that that is what steroids did as well?
I think you could make that argument, but I think there's a lot of proof of guys who took steroids and you're like, that guy did? He hits like 220. Like, what are you talking about, right? And there's obviously always going to be proof against that, right?
Sure.
But I think generally speaking, that's what happens with the sticky stuff. I've been watching a good amount of baseball since the news broke, whatever day it was, Monday, Tuesday, that they were switching this. And I've been watching MLB Tonight every single night that I've been here. So they're flipping around all the games. I've obviously had the Yankee game on my phone. That's where I always, I watch it on my phone. And pitchers are all over the place. The accuracy has gone steeply down because they've all stopped using it, right? Before this is enforced, this was the thing we said last week. Either guys are going to get popped or they're just all going to stop at once. They're all stopping at once. There are guys throwing, the pitches are nowhere near the zone. Jordan Montgomery yesterday, the Yankees starter, he threw like 16 straight balls. And it was like, dude, you've been using sticky stuff apparently because you have no idea where the ball's going. There was a Blue Jays reliever who came in, threw it everywhere but the zone, right? And we haven't seen that for a while. There haven't been a lot of wild pitchers recently, right? Remember, there always used to be wild relievers who come in like crazy, and now everyone's got like this pinpoint accuracy.
We all know who Rick Ankiel is.
Yes, we do. Now an outfielder, or I guess formerly an outfielder.
Well, now he's nobody.
He's retired, yes. But I think what it does is it artificially makes pitchers better and makes hitting worse. Because the spin rate on the ball is causing so much of a change that it's making it that much harder to hit and it's making it that much easier for them to pitch. Whereas I think steroids, you still have to be a good baseball player. Whereas now I feel like if you've just got decent stuff and you're using sticky stuff, you're going to be a good reliever. How many of these guys coming up from the minors that normally would get raked all over the coals in their first few times out in the mound are just like coming up and then like, yeah, three strikeouts. Oh, I gave up a home run, three strikeouts. So that's why I think it's worse. I think it's doing more damage to the damage is the wrong word. I think it's doing more benefit to the pitchers who are using it than steroids did to the hitters who are using it.
Well, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this. If pitchers aren't using it and they have no control, and you said somebody threw 16 balls in a row. I know you're exaggerating.
It was close to that.
If that's what it felt like, it feels like he threw 16 balls in a row. Does that not worsen the product?
Yes.
Couldn't the argument be they should be able to use these because it keeps the game more focused?
Well, to the point that I argued earlier, sure. Don't take away everything that gives you grip. Just don't give you something that allows you to have spin rate that's 500 more than your last start.
So you are pro grip, anti spin rate.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I don't want whatever these crazy substances that have been introduced into the game being used, because it's making these pitchers impossible to hit and way better than they actually are. Now, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see the elite guys. First of all, I don't believe that nobody, like, there's anybody who isn't using it. There's only one argument that I heard that made sense to me, was that guys who throw sinkers don't use it because they want less spin because right. The ball tumbles further.
They want it to hold.
Yeah, so if there's sinker ballers out there, I could see them not using it, right? But I think, how many sinker baller pitchers are there? Like,
not many.
Like 5% of the league. So I think, honestly, I think 95% of pitchers were using it. 95, I think everybody was using it. Everybody. So if that's the case, allow them to have some grip, but don't let them cheat. I think what you're going to see is the elite guys are still going to be elite. They might not have 1.8 ERAs. They might have 2.2 ERAs, which, by the way, is still elite. It's still really, really good. But what's going to happen is you're going to see all these guys who have like 3.2 ERAs, who 2 years ago had 6.7s, are going to all of a sudden go back to being average pitchers. And then you know what that's going to do? It's going to make hitting easier or better. It's going to make the product better. You're still going to have great pitching matchups, but you're going to have way more offense in the sport as well, which is all we want. We want more runs. We want more base runners. You know what else I've noticed over the last few days of watching a ton of baseball? There's a lot more runs and a lot more base runners. I'm seeing it now where it almost feels like an instant reaction is happening. Positive for the offense, negative for the pitching, and it's evening it out a little bit again.
I'm sorry. I blew it. I blew it, Patrick.
I just wanted to give you some love, Mike. I thought that was very apropos.
Thank you.
I thought,
it's lit.
You know, Mike.
Wow.
I think.
Were they chanting Gretzky?
Maybe.
Gretzky. You know, Mike, there's nothing you just said that I am against. There's nothing you said that I think there's something wrong with. I don't have a counter. I do have a question, though.
Okay.
Which is because my only thing that's tough with me on this is the comparison to the bigger issues that baseball has dealt with over the years. And I find this in the same lane as something else. And I'm interested how you feel with that. So it'll be my turn. We just let Mike go. His name is on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that. I mean, my name's first. Yeah. Your name is second. But I let you go first. I'm just joking. That's a really jerk way to put that. I'm not a jerk, I promise. But I do have a counter that I want to bring up. You okay with that?
Sure.
Why did everything get so quiet?
Because you're talking?
Everything feels so quiet right now.
Is it because
Corey,
you thrilled?
Is it because I just had very high energy in my take, and yeah. Now you're whispering to me?
Yeah, dude.
You're whispering. Why are you whispering?
You brought it.
Let's liven this up.
The Sixers blew a 26-point lead.
Trey Young's the MVP.
And are now down 3-2.
Draymond Green gonna shut down Spain, motherfucker. USA, USA.
Future Blazer Draymond Green.
We come back. I got a counter argument to that. Now, it's not a counter argument. It's more of a question. We're gonna stick here with the sticky, sticky, icky, icky, icky. Better late, low. Better late, low. Right here, Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
For the hater who be talking loud, running his lips, trying to diss, he better late low. 822, this is Portland Sports Leader. We're talking, we're keep going on the sticky icky icky. The sticky icky icky. Shout out to Nate Dogg, rest in peace. You know, I sit here and I think about this situation, and honestly, what I can say is that when I think about the idea of this cheating, this substance use to doctor balls and stuff like that, we've talked about this, that this has been going on for a very long time. And I made the point earlier that this has been going on longer than, and I want to use steroids as an example. Steroids is a concentrated area.
It is the biggest scandal baseball has had.
The biggest scandal baseball has ever had, but it's a concentrated area. This is something that has been happening for a long time that is against the rules, that is illegal, that is not allowed, yet has been allowed. I have honestly...
The unwritten rule supersedes the written rule.
Right, right. It's one of those things.
It's weird.
I view the substance abuse of pitchers, as far as, you know, the substance to manipulate the pitch, to me, is because it's been happening for so long, is no difference than the neighborhood double play. That guy hasn't touched second base. That guy drags his leg in front of it and throws to first, and they call it okay. Happens today. It's going to happen for another 100 years. This has been happening for so long that it reminds me of the neighborhood play. So my question to you, Mike, is how can, if something like the neighborhood play, if they were to crack down and say you got to touch second,
which
in
they
the middle
did do
of the season,
a little bit a few years ago,
if they do crack down on this, how is this? Now, this is a larger scale. But how is this in terms, in basically backing up Tyler Glass now in his comments, how is this different than that?
I think that's a fair point. I think it's different than that because that play happens once or twice a game.
Right. Happens every day.
Whereas this is every single pitch is being affected. I think that's a much larger scale problem.
But you've let it slide for 60 years, and the neighborhood play has slid for 60 years as well.
I don't think it's a bad argument to make. I think that's more of an indictment on Major League Baseball than it is on what's a worse cheating scandal. Right? I mean, that's not cheating. That's just following what they put on as the rules, right?
Sounds cheating to me. You didn't touch second and the guy's out.
But I think what it does is it puts more of the impetus of Major League Baseball to get their head out of their ass and to do something different. I think that's one thing that I think a lot of baseball fans have realized over this last 3 week span is we've already all kind of hated the way the commissioner runs the league, and we've had positives for it and we've had negatives, and each commissioner's had their own warts and whatever. But at least right now, at least with Rob Manfred at the helm, something is disconnected and weird, right? And
I agree.
And it's happening in the CBA discussions.
The level of priorities is really weird right now.
It feels like the commissioner's office cares about things that fans don't care about.
I would agree.
And they're trying to change things in ways that fans disagree with. And I understand that the commissioner, at the end of the day, he answers to the owners. The owners run the sport.
That's the job.
Yes. So what the owners want is different than what the fans want. Which I guess, okay, sure. That's probably the case in most sports. But in a sport that has had an image problem for the last however many years, and there's a discussion of losing young fans and da-da-da-da, all that stuff that's been, we've been talking about that ad nauseum on the show over the last 5 or 6 years, is at some point Major League Baseball and the owners have to go, we should probably listen to what the fans want, too, and actually do some things that make sense in relation to that. That's kind of more what this argument kind of paints for me, is I think that's a fair argument. It is kind of like the neighborhood play. It's a written rule that's ignored.
Right.
Right? It's a written rule that's allowed to skate by.
Which I think becomes an unwritten rule.
Yes,
yeah,
sure.
If I'm honest.
But I still think my point of it, it's affecting literally every pitch, which is the actual action of the game is each individual pitch to the batter. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I so much enjoyed playing catcher when I was in high school. I was involved in every play, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not standing in right field for 4 innings with nothing to do.
Right.
I'm involved in every single
play.
Actionable play,
yep.
Which is every pitch.
Every pitch.
You get the neighborhood play once a game. This is 150 times a game. That's the big difference for me.
I will say this, and I love this text, 503-250-1080, our resident P1 umpire. As an umpire, the neighborhood play is solely for the safety of players. And I love that argument in the sense of that's why it slides. But is not substances on the ball the same reason?
Well, in some cases, yes. In other cases, no.
If you just said you watched a guy that threw, and I know you're exaggerating, I want to preface with that, but you said, you know, guy throws 16 balls in a row. Wouldn't, And guys have said, hitters have said this, wouldn't you rather have a little substance to make me more safe at the plate?
Yes.
Because have you seen Kevin Pillar's face? It doesn't look great.
Actually, it looks great right now.
Well, he's looking better.
Did you see him hit that bomb today?
Well, it looks great compared to what it looked like a week ago, but it's still not awesome. It looks...
Facial reconstruction surgery can do so much.
It looks better. But that's what I kind of like about this, is
that's
neighborhood play is allowed to keep players safe. Therefore, which is why Major League Baseball let this go, was to keep players safe. And maybe now it's gotten to a point where it's maybe out of control.
Yeah, that's my original argument, is allow there to be something for grip as long as it doesn't affect the spin rate of the ball. It's just that simple.
Would it be weird if we saw guys, what if they were like, yeah, you can have Bardol or Vaseline or sunscreen? Wouldn't it be weird if a guy had it on his wrist and you just watched them, because it was legal, you just watched them rub their hand on there and then lick their...
Well, Patrick, we already see
wouldn't that be weird, though?
No.
Well, we don't know. We see it, but we don't know that's what they're doing. But wouldn't it be weird if there was like a glop of something on their wrist?
I guess.
And they just reached over and you were like, well, yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, he's got to have that for grip.
I guess. When
my four-year-old looks at me and he goes, why is that guy reaching at his wrist? And I'm like, well, it's because he doesn't kill the guy at the plate.
But we already see that, though. That's the thing, is like, how many times
Corey Kluber licks his fingers and dries it off on his
like how
pants?
how many pitchers touch the back of their hat and then the brim of their hat?
Yeah.
How many pitchers like tap their glove, lick their finger, and touch the back of their hat? It happens on every single pitcher.
I would like to put out an APB on Jeff Hornacek. When he touched the side of his face, he was using a substance to shoot free throws better. It's his fault.
Wouldn't that be harder to shoot free throws with a sticky substance on the ball?
I know,
like
you're
trying to let go and it's like,
But it's like, why is that guy always touching his face? Oh, because he had that little bit of Crisco up there to make sure that ball spun off his hands.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. When we come back, Fair or Foul is next. But before we get into that, there's my man, Joseph Fisher III with sports.
Is it fair?
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's a fair ball.
Or is it foul?
Well, he thought it was foul, I think.
A knowledge test for Patrick and Mike to see how well they know the big leagues.
Mathematics and strange symbols now, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. The OBP and the SLG and the ISO and the, you name it.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
Peralta knocks it into center. David tonight, 2-for-2, a leadoff single here in the fourth. And nobody noticed.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this every single week. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, I'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Mr. Joseph Fisher III.
Fourth.
Trey Young?
Yes, had to finish my thought Trey and Young? Typing.
I'm joking.
I mean, fair or foul. What a disappointing big just cluster F that the 76ers just pulled there.
I don't know what happened because I turned it off when they were up by almost 30 and I was like, yeah, they got this game. I mean,
fair or foul, the NBA playoffs kind of suck.
I mean,
no. They've been interesting. Lots of close series.
It's not
fair or foul. The NBA playoffs from here on out kind of suck.
Last night was pretty epic with the Durant stuff. The comeback tonight.
No Kawhi. No Chris Paul. No Kyrie. James Harden's an injury away.
Are we lacking star power? Sure. But I don't think they kind of suck.
No, because I think star power.
I think, well, the injuries.
There's no Steph or LeBron. That's it.
Well, the injuries he's talking about. But I think we all wanted to see, like, other teams get a chance than LeBron and the Warriors. So here we go. Let's get
Utah.
Phoenix.
No Paul.
Speaking of things that kind of suck, that's where we're heading with our fair or foul tonight. Because normally.
Arizona.
They are not in this one, but yes, they definitely.
Did you know Arizona is 5-26 in the last 31 games?
Dude, they're terrible. They've lost 21 on the road.
5-26? And they're losing 8-2.
Joe's over there like, oh, God.
No, I got a sound for the Diamondbacks somewhere in the system here. Here we go. Old rattlesnake rattle.
I like that.
That's a loser snake.
And did you know that rattlesnakes, when they shed their skin, they add another rattle to the end of their tail?
Ooh, I did not know that.
Hot snake facts.
Fair or foul, Joe is reptile bro.
Wow. I'm animal bro. Honestly.
That means would you have a reptile as a pet?
Maybe like a turtle, but I don't think they count as a reptile.
Joe is reptile bro.
It's lit!
A tortuga.
Tortuga.
All right, on to things that kind of suck. Disappointing players and teams and stadiums.
Oh, I mean.
Fair or foul? Let me preface this. We've had really good pitching this year, as mentioned in the previous shows, and the whole sticky substance fiasco. And there are some pitchers out there that aren't having as great of a year. One of them being Blake Snell. He was gone to the Padres now, and people were thinking that he could be an anchor in that rotation there.
Mr. Pulled in game 6.
Fair or foul, Blake Snell, ERA, over 5.
It's fair.
You know, it's an interesting thing. I have him on.
I'm sorry. I looked him up the other day.
I have him one of our fantasy leagues. I have him in the local league that we are in. And it's so funny. I trot him out every single week because I'm like, man, it's Blake Snell. Over 5? I know Mike is like, I looked it up, I saw it, but I know he pitched decently the other night. I will say fair or foul.
I think his ERA is like 5.25 right now.
And I'll say it's 4.98. Little old Fernando Rodney action over here.
Let me find it. Yeah, it's Mike's right. It is. Fair. It's over 5.
And that's it's so wild to me because he is so good. There's no doubt that guy's won a Cy Young, came up through the Rays system, which we know have produced Cy Young winners, big ticket guys, David Price, Blake Snell. They got Tyler Glasnow, Chris Archer,
Big Game James
Shield, who's never won a big game in his life. Like, they've had guys. And the pulling Snell in the World Series was this whole, like, Cash, you're an idiot. And then they trade him and you're like, oh, it's because him and Cash don't get along. Is Joe Fisher telling me that Blake Snell's not very good?
Well, I think so.
I mean, I'm just taking the numbers and taking
them as... I didn't say it was your opinion. I'm just saying.
It's June 16th.
Is he throwing facts at me that Blake Snell kind of sucks?
He hasn't been good this year.
It's June 16th. And he has a 5-something ERA. That's not very good. Here's the thing with Blake Snell. When you watch him pitch, every, like, third start, he gets lit. And, yeah, he won the Cy Young, and that year was great. But he's wild. He's always been wild.
1.57 whip. That's not particularly good.
A lot of walks.
How about this, Mike? Jameson Taillon, over 5 ERA. Huh? You know that one? You familiar with that?
Yeah.
Jameson Taillon over 5 ERA.
He's terrible.
Boy, guy that I just loved who sucks.
Yeah, it's definitely fair. Okay, yeah. Moving on to the next one here. To a disappointing team. We have some teams that have surprised us, unfortunately. Red Sox.
Yep.
San Francisco Giants.
Yep.
Not unfortunately.
No. But we do have a team in Patrick's AL Central.
Uh-oh.
The Minnesota Twins, they've been pretty good the last few years. They right now possess the worst record in that division. So,
and boy, do they suck.
Fair or foul, Minnesota Twins, most disappointing team of the season so far.
I like how you point to me so you have more time.
I'll go first.
Go for it, because I have to think.
Yeah, I'll go first. I think without a doubt the Minnesota Twins are the worst, are the most disappointing team in baseball. But the thing is, what counters this is they should have been good on paper. They should be competing for the Central title. But the thing is their biggest weakness over the last few years has been their starting pitching. And you know that. Everyone knows that. Buxton had a great start to the season. You've still got Nelly Cruz who's doing stuff. Donaldson's trying to, you know, revamp his career. This team has good players. And Baldelli is a solid manager, and I've really enjoyed him there. But the thing is as you are building and building to become a better team, if you don't have pitching, it will eventually catch up to you. And I think right now, the Twins, it is caught up to them. They cannot pitch. They have a decent bullpen, a mid-level bullpen, but if your guys can't go 5 innings, you're not going to get anywhere. I think without a doubt, maybe the only team I can think of that is more of a disappointment.
Don't say it because I'm gonna say it as my answer.
There is only one team I can think of that is a more disappointment than the Minnesota Twins, and this is where I turn it over to my Jersey bro over here down at the shore, Mr. Mike Lynch.
The most disappointing team in baseball is the Atlanta Braves.
There you go.
That's not even true. I think the most disappointing team in baseball other than the Twins might be the New York Yankees.
Well, the New York Yankees at least have an above 500 record. The Atlanta Braves, who are predicted as the best team in the NL East, who I think one of us picked to go to the World Series this year.
Ah, damn, that's me.
Are 30-35.
I'm holding to it. Don't figure it out.
Have one of the worst bullpens
go
in baseball.
Go get Shane Bieber.
Have one of the worst bullpens in baseball.
Can we have all your farm system?
And also don't...
Acuna.
Really, you mentioned pitching. They don't really pitch.
I'll take Dansby Swanson.
They can hit.
Well, I think
they can't pitch.
I think you bring up a good point. Just like the Twins and Wise said that it is caught up to them, the Braves, what is caught up to them is Fulton Avich didn't work out. He's not on the team anymore. Max Fried was hurt, and he is struggling to come back. Charlie Morton has been a disappointment on the roster right now.
Soroka's hurt.
This team is...
They have Anderson.
This team can't pitch. And I know we spent all day talking about substance, but if you can't pitch, you're going to get exposed. And Acuna might win the National League MVP, but he's going to be on a team that's probably looking outside of the playoffs.
They've lost to the Red Sox the last 2 days, 10-8 and 10-8.
Yep, that's not good. You can't do that. And the Red Sox can hit, but the Red Sox can't pitch. So if you're losing to the Red Sox in a 10-8 game, you definitely can't pitch.
Moving on. All right. We move on to another player, which I don't know if it's necessarily surprising that he's disappointing, because I'm pretty sure when they picked him up, this show was not really, like, jazzed and excited about it and thought it was a essentially a great pickup. Jackie Bradley Jr. to Milwaukee.
Oh, I forgot he was in Milwaukee.
Me too.
Milwaukee.
I feel like I don't even have to touch it, to be honest with you.
Honestly, we don't have to touch it. I can just move on from him because he's been so bad. But has he been so bad, fair or foul, that he is literally last among qualified batters in average, on-base percentage, and slugging?
Holy goodness. How the mighty fall. The fact that he's in this conversation, I don't know if it's fair or foul, but the fact that he's in this conversation, the Red Sox, way to dodge a bullet.
I'm going to be honest. The division I've seen the least of this year is the NL Central.
Oh, you should start watching the Cubs.
I've seen some Cubs. They're the team I've seen the most because they're actually on national TV.
They're good.
I haven't watched the Brewers. I haven't watched the Cardinals outside of like twice. I watched the Pirates have the worst baseball play I've ever seen. So generally, I haven't watched that division too much. I like the Reds. I've watched the Reds a little bit. I think they've got a fun offense.
All right, moving along. I got a really important last question. So,
does that mean you have to pee?
No, I'm serious. I have an important last question.
And it's 8:46, Mike.
Jackie Bradley, I don't know, man. I'll say foul.
Prime time guy. Oh, I'll say fair. I think he sucks. He sucks. He's in Milwaukee. Isn't Lorenzo Cain their starting fielder?
No, Lorenzo Cain is in Atlanta.
Lorenzo Cain's in Atlanta?
Isn't he?
Since when? Lorenzo Cain's in Milwaukee. You're out of here. He signed a giant deal after Kansas City.
Milwaukee Brewers.
He is Milwaukee, yes.
Yeah. I will say
in my MLB The Show season, Lorenzo Cain's on Atlanta.
I will say fair that Jackie Bradley is so bad that nobody wanted to sign him, and he's actually worse.
Last in average, last in on-base percentage, second to last in slugging. So he is not last in all of
What's
them.
What's his average?
I just had it up. Give me a second.
Is it like 150 or something?
Yeah, 154.
He's obviously not playing every day then.
And how about this? I will preface the question, and then we can answer it in the last segment.
Okay.
All right.
I will present the question to you. So, summer break coming up. Kid's going to be out of school. I got like a 7-10-day stretch in August that I'm going to be taking off from work.
Okay.
And I want to take him to San Francisco. I thought that'd be a fun road trip. Go out of the state. Go somewhere else.
Sounds great. I love the Bay.
I look up the Giants schedule because I definitely want to check out a game at AT&T Park.
Beautiful park.
Oracle Park now. Fantastic place to see a game. I've seen one there. Never will forget it.
Pac Bell Park is what I know it as.
They are on the road the entire time of my days off. So,
of course,
being a baseball fan and wanting to explore all options and see all the different baseball parks out there, fair or foul, do I go to an Oakland A's game?
That is a fantastic question. Should Joseph Fisher III take Joseph Fisher IV to a game in Oakland?
Padres will be in town for a couple days.
Against the Padres. We'll get to that next. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, she was like 3 ones ago. Doesn't matter.
You got the one now anyway.
Yeah, you ever remember your ex-girlfriend's birthdays? God, it's the worst. They like show up and you don't even know, and then you look down at the clock and you're like, oh man, it's my ex-girlfriend's birthday tomorrow. God, I hate that bee.
My ex-wife's birthday was yesterday, apparently. I just looked down now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Man, I hate that bee.
And you're like, man, I hate that bee. And then you're like, I'm loaded. Happy birthday, girl.
No.
No, never. That's a bad idea.
Last year was the test on that because we weren't officially like separated yet. We were just living apart.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us texted each other for our birthdays, which are both in June. And it was like, yeah, okay, I think I kind of see where this is going.
So if you follow me on Instagram at PDD085, I have this wonderful, amazing cat. My sweet baby Ray. Ray Ray is my girl. Her birthday is a day after an ex-girlfriend's birthday, and it's awful.
Well, at least it's the day after.
I know, but it's like, I got her because I hate you. And
it's amazing how those memories, even though now that we're removed from them and living a better life, they're like little jabs.
Yeah, I don't think about that person at any point.
They're like little FUs every time you see it.
I don't think about that person in any aspect of my life. And then it's my cat's birthday. I'm like, oh, Ray Ray, happy birthday. Oh, damn, it's that bee's birthday yesterday. Okay, where's the whiskey bottle? And then Ray looks up at me and she's like, what are we doing? And I'm like, blacking out.
Celebrating your birthday, Ray, and that's all I'll
say.
Yeah,
shut up. I'm loaded.
I think I might one-up you guys and say, well, at least you don't have to constantly be in communication with them and plan schedules and timing and...
All right. Joseph Fisher the Fourth.
Still buy gifts for them so that way you can be like, Mother's Day.
No.
I'll back Joe on this.
Spend my money for my son to get her a Mother's Day. Okay.
It's Father's Day coming up, and
hopefully she will do the same for you.
It's Father's Day coming up, and the kids want to do something great for dad, and mom had this great idea, and she texted me, and she was like, is it weird if I do this? And it's actually like a really rad present.
Mm.
They're going to get him the stuffed animal that he had when he was a kid. That's like really hard to find, apparently, that he lost at some point. And the kids love stuffed animals. And so they want to get that for him. And mom found it.
Fantastic. That's a great gift.
And they are separated.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, God.
Are they separated? Patrick, you're dating mom.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Anyway,
so
speaking of kids, we
got a text in.
Yeah?
Yep. We have someone saying, yes, yes, and yes, the stadium is going away and everyone should experience that dump. There's part of me that's why I kind of want to go. I was like, all right, everybody says it's so bad.
Joe's like, I want to know why Oakland's coming to Portland.
So the answer is obviously yes. Go see a baseball game.
Yeah, go to the baseball game.
It doesn't matter about the stadium. Oakland's not that far from San Francisco.
You should walk in and ask if you can get upper deck tickets. Because you know how they tarp it off? You'd be like, can I please sit in section 315?
Sir.
Now, also, you said they're playing the Padres, which is another win to go see that game.
Tatis might hit a home run to section 315.
Text line has a good point. If you're going to see the Padres play, this is the year to do it.
And who's in first place in the AL West?
The Padres.
The AL West?
AL West?
Not the Padres.
The Oakland A's.
Oakland A's.
So the Portland A's.
You'd be seeing two very good teams play each
That's
other.
That's first on first crime, baby.
Now, don't sit down the line because the foul territory is so large you won't be able to see anything. That's a guess. I've never been there.
First or third baseline?
Both.
Oh.
But
well, you've seen
but
the foul territory is like massive.
But late in the game, that's where the bullpen is.
Where can I experience
this? Well, but that's like down right field. I'm just saying don't sit behind the dugouts.
Where can I experience the sewage overflow?
Probably in the outfield somewhere.
Anywhere.
Have you seen all that concrete with nothing on it?
I'd have to look at a picture.
Look at left center field where there's concrete stairs that lead to nowhere. Go sit over there somewhere.
I love that you can walk into an Oakland A's game and the beer costs more than your ticket. Where are you sitting today? Oh, you know, I'm about six rows up.
Oh, yeah. I see
home
the
dugout.
There. Yeah.
I'm about six rows up, home dugout.
That looks like some sort of sewage runoff
kind
of thing that just kind of flows down that cement into a tunnel somewhere.
I'm watching the game from the same viewpoint as Bob Melvin, who got a contract extension. I'm watching the same viewpoint from Bob Melvin. And then I grabbed a beer and a hot dog, and they were like, oh, well, how much the beer and hot dog cost? And you're like, about $22, something like that. Well, how much your ticket cost? About $8.
I mean,
I would go to an Oakland A's game. That stadium is going to get destroyed in about 3 years.
I mean, that stadium
Whether
has,
the A's are in Oakland or not, that stadium is going to get exploded.
It has, like, no viewpoints. Like, it's just...
There's really nothing good about it. Other than it's a circle.
God, I was on Google Images and kept clicking next.
Other than the fact that the Oakland Athletics are the most consistent team in that division over the last 10 years, so watch your mouth.
I don't know, the Mariners are pretty consistently bad.
I kept clicking next, and it gave me a picture of AT&T Park, and now I'm sad.
I felt really strong about that. I was like, hey, the A's are the most consistent team in the American League West, and Mike's like, well, the Mariners suck, and I was like, damn, you're right.
It's a quick brain on this guy here.
Well, I'll start.
But to be shit, I'm telling you, look over the last 10 years. Most wins in that division has got to be the Oakland Athletics. Go watch my boy Jake Diekman. Watch Diekman.
Last 10 years?
Yeah.
The Astros might beat them just from their big win season.
I mean, no, man. The Astros are so bad from 2010 to 2016.
Yeah, how many hundred loss seasons did they have in a row?
Well, the A's have had like 2 or 3 90-loss seasons, too.
Two or three, that's better than seven or eight.
might be closer than you think.
Moral of the story is I hate Mike Lynch. All right, for Mike Lynch, Joseph Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. We'll see you next week. This is the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. Do something I would do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.